When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I want to let you know in advance, I'm not going to be on the third hour. I've got to travel. But it's not going to be because I have been arrested, at least not yet, for saying that any American patriot should vote to nullify charges against Donald Trump that are 100% politically motivated, in my mind, in the case that is beginning today in New York. And I believe if you care about the future of this country, the idea that we should be bringing political charges, again, make no mistake, these are 100% politically motivated charges, against people who are running for president of the United States is the antithesis of everything that this country represents. And so jurors have the opportunity to say, no, this is wrong. And so I think that's the case in New York. I think that's the case in South Florida. I think that's the case in D.C. And I think that's the case in Atlanta. Now, it appears maybe only this New York City case is going to go to trial. But for saying that, many left wingers now are up in arms demanding that I be arrested for jury tampering. So I just think this is so important. And first of all, I welcome it. All right. Alvin Bragg, I welcome being arrested for saying that you are bringing a 100% political case and that patriotic Americans who have the opportunity to reject your 100% political charges should, in my opinion, do so. But think about what we've got now, Buck. This is where Trump is right. They're not going to stop with him. Think about what these left-wingers are now arguing about with me, Buck. They're not only saying Trump should go to prison over these bookkeeping errors that are then elevated from a misdemeanor to a felony that are outside, by the way, the scope of the statute of limitations. There's all sorts of major legal issues here. But they are now arguing that not only should Trump be arrested for this, people who criticize their political process should be arrested for what they believe is improper commentary on their political charges. That's how expansive this is.
the Democrats want, or at least this Democrat, who's a member of Congress, Eric Swalwell, the ability to put in place effectively a universal gag order so that you're not allowed to share your opinions. I'm not allowed to share mine, and no one listening is allowed to share their opinions either. None of you are allowed to have a public opinion on the most absurd trial that even some Democrats who just can't stomach how preposterous this is, using an unnamed, unproven federal charge to take what is usually a misdemeanor campaign finance issue for New York State and elevate it to a felony and then charge the same felony 33 times. These people are psychopathic. There is something wrong with them. There is something wrong. Well, Swalwell is truly an imbecile. And obviously, you know, let's just say he's a guy who can be morally compromised, I think, pretty easily. You know, we all, and by the way, I remember when Tucker used to just lay into him all the time and say that he slept with a Chinese spy, and Tucker took a particular glee in pointing that out. But then you see someone like Swalwell, I mean, he deserves it. He's a bad guy, right? He's a bad guy for the country. He's a bad guy in terms of what he stands for and what he thinks, the First Amendment means, that's for sure. But I think it also goes to, there's going to be an increasing desperation here. They're not going to back off. They're going to get nastier. Biden is a joke. We can all see it. Biden is an absurdity. He is far too old. Even in his best days, he was never up for the job of being president. And his best days are about 20 or 30 years behind him. Okay? So we all know what's happening here. The polls are going against Biden massively in all of the swing states. The legal stratagems they have unveiled against Donald Trump are all looking shaky at best. This is the one case that they've been able to bring forward. They are going to get crazier because they're going to get more desperate. And this is why I don't think there's been enough attention given to Peter Navarro facing prison for not has he had to show up already yet? I have to check. But he's supposed to get months in prison for not testifying to Congress. Alan Weisselberg, Trump's accountant, they sent him to Rikers Island. They sent him to real prison for not counting use of a company car and his taxes. I mean, this is Soviet stuff they are doing to people. It is an outrage. Weisselberg, an elderly man, goes to prison for something that most people don't even honestly know you have to, you know, is a tax thing in the first place. Hunter Biden walked free for years. Illegal gun, never filed, hid millions
never
of dollars.
Never filed at all. That is to me that, like,
never
he didn't
filed.
Even bother.
Money yeah. laundering. It's tax day, everybody. Let's talk about this for a second. Hunter Biden should have been hit with money laundering charges. He was actively hiding millions of dollars of income, and they thought that they would just make the whole thing go away for him. And we're supposed to take what they're doing against Trump with any, you know, as anything other than the most bad faith political hit job possible. I mean, honestly, the more you think about it, I mean, we just have to keep going here and, you know, keep our heads about us, but it really is enraging. It's anger inducing what they're doing to Trump. And I think more and more people are seeing that.
Yeah. And again, this is, it's going to be funny. We'll see how long this demand that I be arrested for saying that no one should vote to convict Trump will go on. But it is really kind of crazy because really what it's about is restricting your ability to speak, right? They want to go after big targets and try to say, oh, you can't say that and come after you in that respect. And any American who truly cares about democracy, which is what Joe Biden claims to care about, the idea that you can put Trump on trial for sham charges in an election year and keep him in trial. Judge Marchand just said, if you don't show up for your trial on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, every day of this, as this is going on, that he will arrest Trump. So he only gets to campaign on Wednesday, right? This is for months now. He's going to be in a courtroom in Manhattan sitting there. And on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, he is going to be restricted to having to be there basically from whatever it is, 9:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And I mean, this is crazy, right? This is clear election interference. And they're claiming that Trump is the one who's trying to interfere with elections. And so I don't see this as a tough call at all. If you are out there and you care about the future of America, this has never happened before, Buck. We talk about unprecedented things a lot. In the 240 plus year history of the United States as an independent republic, we have never seen the chief political opposition try to put their opponent in prison for the rest of his life. And everyone, to your point, surrounding him, including a radio guy who's just telling you, hey, I think this is all wrong and that jury nullification to me makes sense here. I think you should. There's no way they're going to get 12 in New York City, a rigged system already. They're not going to get 12 jurors to agree with Trump, but this is a no-brainer to me.
Well, someone would also have to explain how it's not jury tampering then for an MSNBC host to say Trump should be convicted. Of course, I mean, so in the other direction, they'll have no problem with it, right? It's jury tampering, according to Swalwell the idiot, if you say Trump shouldn't be convicted. But I'm sure he doesn't think it's jury tampering if somebody with a platform on the left says Trump absolutely should. I mean, they say that Trump they said that he was a traitor. I mean, they've said everything about the guy. And they've completely lost all credibility to anybody who's trying to approach this with an open and honest mind. But I do think that there's a sensitivity right now. You're going to see more of it. What they're doing in New York is worse than it's worse than a mistake. It's a blunder. That's Talleyrand, right? Am I going to get that one wrong too? Make sure I got to get my quotes right today. Worse than a mistake. It's a blunder. Because it looks awful. They're charging a presidential candidate. The first trial they roll out is this. And as I've said all along, if it was reportable as a campaign expense, they tried this actually against John Edwards, something similar-ish, right? Getting money to Riel, Hunter, right? Wasn't that her name? I make sure I get her name right. I think it was Riel Hunter. They tried to get they got money to her via a campaign donor for John Edwards. They wanted that guy to be president, by the way. They're just the scummy ambulance chaser, John Edwards. And, you know, scummy for a whole range of reasons. Remember, Clay, he only cheated on his wife when she was dying of cancer while she was temporarily in remission. So he made sure to point that out to everybody. He said that on TV.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's a real class act, that John Edwards. But, hold on one second. They brought this, they got this money to the woman, you know, who he had an affair with, who's kind of like a new age, you know, wind chime, healing crystals kind of a person. And, then they tried to charge him with this and they found him not guilty in one and they deadlocked in all the others. And the whole thing was kind of a rebuke of the federal government going after somebody in this way. It was overreach. And now they're trying this on the local level, leveraging a federal crime that hasn't even been alleged or proved, or I should say hasn't even been stated or proven. We don't even know what the federal violation is. And I mean, we can guess, but they haven't even made it clear. This is Lavrenti Beria. I'm sorry. I'm really going heavy with the quotes today. This is Lavrenti Beria. You show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And we can all see it. Everyone can see it. What's going on in New York City right now.
And I don't know where it ends. That's the thing that is so interesting about all of this. I think there's panic setting in because they're recognizing that the likelihood of there being an ability to get a conviction in D.C., Atlanta, or South Florida every single day is becoming less likely. And
how does
it
look, by the way, if they bring all these and they don't get any convictions? How does that look for the election?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's, you know, it's like you come at the king and you miss, the line from The Wire. If you come at the king, you best not miss. I'm paraphrasing there.
Omar, that's right. That's the line.
Yeah. They came at Trump. And if all they're going to get is a bookkeeping felony, which they may not even get a conviction on, but if that's all they're able to manage, then I think they're going to drastically overreach as it pertains to that. Right. And I think that, that they may try to put Trump in prison associated with this because they know there's no follow up. And to me, it's a desperate ploy that they're obsessed with what I'm saying about this case. They're trying to expand the definition of who's allowed to speak and who's not, but it's also a form of panic, right? I mean, if the Manhattan DA decides to charge me for saying, hey, I think if you get on this jury, you should vote not guilty. Because it's an awful principle that we are setting of being able to bring charges such as these. You know, I wish I would. I lived in New York City and was a part of this jury pool. I'm not. I haven't been on a jury in a long time. I guess about a decade ago. But I can't imagine something more powerful than being able to say, this is wrong. I'm not going to support it in this case. I don't even think, by the way, that it's going to stand in the years ahead when this goes on appeal. I don't think the fact that he's elevating a misdemeanor to a felony, I don't think that the hook that he's using, we'll talk about this with Andy McCarthy later in the week, I don't think the hook that he is using is going to be effective in a post-appeal process. I think this whole case is going to get tossed. But the fact that they're trying to get a conviction in some way to influence the election is, I think, particularly distasteful, nasty, and an awful precedent to be setting.
But it is showing, it's showing us who we're dealing with. And I think that's,
yeah, I don't
very
think there's any doubt.
To keep in mind how, grotesque and dishonorable some of these anti-Trump forces, are and are willing to be. But I would just say, Clay, I don't want you to worry, man. If they
you
send
got my
you
back.
To Rikers, I'm going to make sure your commissary has plenty of funds. You're not going to run out of toothpaste. I'm going to have you covered. You're good.
Laura Travis is not going to be pleased with the idea of me being arrested over New York. Although maybe the house would be quieter. Maybe she would say it would run a little bit more efficiently if I were serving time in the big house, Hoos Cow, up in New York.
The big house.
Can you imagine, Buck, if they, the big house. Can you imagine the Hoos Cow? Can you imagine if we're sitting live on air and I'm like literally they come in and arrest me, and you just have to take the show because, you're like, well, Clay just got arrested by New York City prosecutors. So I'm gonna have to finish the show today. I think it'd probably be the greatest, most watched segment, listened to segment in the history of the show. They had to drag me out. Who should I get as my lawyer? That's the other question. Would I get Andy McCarthy would be elite, I think, criminal defense attorney in New York. I'd have to do the research. I'm already starting to think who I would pick. I want to tell you, speaking of doing research, Masters. Did you watch any of the Masters this weekend, Buck?
Any
moment. Not one moment. Congratulations, Scottie Scheffler gets the win. Second in the last 3 years. A lot of you out there, I bet, watched the Masters. Maybe you took the legendary Masters nap laying on your couch watching. Nice bird trilling in the background, all those different things going on. And right now we're moving into NHL playoffs. We're moving into the NBA playoffs. We got a lot of different cool activities going on. Major League Baseball every day. Braves are on in this house every single day. And right now, the number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. The easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you haven't downloaded it yet, do it. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, just you against the number. It's about the players, not the teams. You look for the sport that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a decision to bet, and get out there and make a pick on more or less. This is a great week to start playing again. NBA postseason starts soon, not to mention every day Major League Baseball. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players, make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. Best way to get action on sports more than 30 states, including Georgia, California, and Texas. Make sure that you get hooked up, and you can get up to $100 match right now. All you have to do is go to prizepicks.com. Use my name, Clay. That's C-L-A-Y. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use my name, Clay, to get set up. Get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The supply chain of smarts, sanity, and truth. Uninterrupted. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more,
Pick less. It's that easy.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Welcome back in. We were talking to you a little bit about the protesters. Some of them went up to Fetterman, the Palestinian protesters out there. They have shut down the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. So they are, whatever the opposite of winning hearts and minds, shutting down a bridge and preventing people from getting to their lives, their jobs, whatever. I think that is it. I don't think in the history of the country, I can't think of anyone, or I can't imagine anyone would say, oh, they made me late for work. I agree with their cause now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
To me, this is just making everyone hate you, and it's so inconsiderate and so childish.
And you should, I think, be arrested and prosecuted for blocking the road. In fact, I would suggest we need more significant laws that make it clear that if you actually give these people punishments that are significant, they're not going to block the road. It's dangerous. It's inconsiderate. And to your point, anybody who blocks the road in the United States, I've never seen this and thought, you know what? I like their cause more. I don't care what the politics are. I've never seen anybody block a road in the United States and be like, hey, you know what? They made me think differently about this. I'm more inclined to support them now.
I was really pro-Israel, but then these guys made me 2 hours late for work, and now I'm all about Hamas. Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, doesn't happen.
You know, we cut through the noise and the nonsense that you see in the mainstream media and are trying to tell you the truths that you need to know and that a lot of other people don't want you to know. When it comes to the stock market and investing, that's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years, and across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent focus on AI stocks. Mark says a lot of Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. He's calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days. That's why Mark's agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks to buy now with our listeners. He put everything you need to know in a new presentation you can watch for free at 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaykin Analytics.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Okay, let's talk this Iran-Israel situation that I'm sure many of you were watching and paying a great deal of attention to over the weekend, and we're still waiting to see what, if anything, Israel's response to an unprecedented, first-time-ever direct attack from Iran on Israel brings about. Okay, so Buck, I tweeted about this some over the weekend because... And I want you to put your CIA analyst hat on here and break this down for me. I'm going to lay out some things that stood out to me that seemed very strange. So I can't remember any attack, and I'm putting attack in quotation marks, that was this widely discussed in the media to the point where Joe Biden actually left Camp David, I believe, or maybe it was Rehoboth Beach, wherever he was, and flew back to the White House so that he could be present for
the Iran attack on Israel. I've never seen this happen before. It's one thing if we have a super secret attack that we are engaging in and the president goes down into the Situation Room, think Obama when we're taking out Osama bin Laden, which, by the way, Joe Biden opposed that raid that took out Osama bin Laden. Remember, he's wrong on everything. But if the American president is doing something and it's a secret and he goes into the Situation Room and he watches it, we don't know about it in advance. Later, we find out about it. I can't remember an adversary, which Iran clearly is, attacking an ally, which Israel clearly is, that we knew was happening to such an extent that the president took cut short his vacation, flew back to the White House, went in, and waited for it. This felt to me, and still feels to me, Buck, like it is basically like shadow boxing. And what I mean by that is neither side's really trying to knock the other out, and it's all for show, that Israel was, with the assistance of the United States, I think England, Saudi Arabia, maybe Jordan as well, going to be able to shoot down all of these or most of these Iranian attacks, drones and missiles. And that as a result, it was unlikely to be very successful, but Iran gets to puff its chest out and say, see, we're not going to stand up for this Israeli aggression. And meanwhile, Israel knows that that attack from Iran is not going to be successful. And now the question is, what's the next step? But it all felt very staged to me. It did not feel real. Am I reading this in your mind incorrectly? How would you assess this? Can you remember a situation like this in the past? Because I really can't.
Well, what makes this new is the direct strike from Iran on Israel. Usually they work through proxies, third parties, intermediate terrorist groups. I mean, it's terrorists that they, that this is why Iran funds, trains, works with, coordinates with Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis in Yemen, whole range of Shia militias in Iraq. They work, you know, they're active for the Assad regime in Syria. They back up the worst of the worst throughout the Middle East, but they will use those entities to strike at Israel, Israeli citizens, Israeli interests whenever they can. The difference now is that Iran has just decided, well, we're going to send the stuff. Now, there is a case to be made that militarily, if, let's say, Hezbollah were to open up a front in the north of Israel simultaneously to an Iranian strike like this, they may be able to overwhelm the defense capabilities of the IDF, including the, you know, Jordanian Air Force helped out here. There were a number of, you know, allies that also stepped in to prevent this strike from happening, or from, you know, hitting, any casualties. But now you get to, well, why do this, right? I mean, did the Iranians really think that they were going to get through and they were going to be able to hit them? Or was this all just essentially for show? You know, the Iranians had something similar to this. If you remember when Trump ordered the strike on Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, and Qasem Soleimani was the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Quds Force and was very well known throughout the Middle East for being kind of the prince of evil, in a sense. I mean, he was behind a lot of the terrorist factions and the murder of U.S. troops in Iraq, for example. Remember, we weren't at war with Iran, but the Iranian government was assisting in the creation of these explosively formed penetrators, EFPs, which is a specific munition and explosive meant to breach the holes of U.S. vehicles and to kill American servicemen, just to kill our people, just because the Iranians wanted to. So Trump did that, and then there were those strikes on the American, you know, airfield in Iraq. And I don't believe anybody was killed in those. I have to go back and check and see. But this is a "we are showing you that we can do something too" moment by Iran. The bigger issue is, over the long run, does it escalate? Does it become something that the Iranians decide, well, now we know that we can hit them directly, and since we can hit them directly, maybe we'll do more the next time around. Maybe we'll coordinate, as I said, with Hezbollah would be the one that's particularly, just because of the proximity and the amount of munitions they have. But they can just fire so many rockets in the air that it's just impossible for the Israelis to be able to shoot them all down. But this is all just posturing by the Iranians around the issue of Gaza and the Palestinians and Hamas. I think that it will likely calm down a bit. And I thought all along that Iran will make noises and saber rattle, if you will. That's the term they always use in international relations. I don't see this spiraling out though and becoming a bigger thing. People are saying, well, what if Israel hits them back? Well, if Israel hits them back, first of all, the Israelis are very quiet about it, but they've been doing stuff against Iran for quite some time. Unless they had some massive aerial campaign, it would have to be a campaign against Iran hitting, let's say, nuclear facilities or something like that. I don't see this becoming a more all-out war situation. I think that this is probably just a new phase we're in.
So the big question, I think, going forward is the one you said, like, okay, where does this go from here? But this is why Iran wants nuclear weapons, because their idea is once they have them, then the likelihood of them being attacked becomes very low. For instance, Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. And as a part of giving up its nuclear weapons, if you remember, Buck, basically the United States said, hey, hey, we'll protect you. Do you think Russia would have invaded Ukraine if Ukraine had maintained its nuclear arsenal?
No, of course. I mean, that's why the Budapest Memorandum, man, that's a tough lesson to learn. Ukraine had the third most nukes in the world at the fall of the Soviet Union, and Russia, the UK, and America were like, don't worry, Ukraine, hand over your nukes. We've got your back. Fast forward many decades or, you know, several decades, and Russia's like, well, actually, we're going to invade and take over your country.
Yes. And so I think Iran has taken the lesson that eventually, if they are able, and but the same goal that North Korea has, that the number one way to secure your borders and avoid anyone ever trying to overthrow your government is to have nuclear power. I am somewhat encouraged that Saudi Arabia and Jordan, among others, were involved in helping to shoot down these Iranian missiles, but it definitely feels as if, to me, this was all one big show. And there's a report out there that Biden knew everything about this and basically said, you can attack, but you can't attack that much, which feels very political to me, because Biden is underwater in Michigan and he's in a really tough spot between how Jewish voters are going to go and make decisions when they go to the polls and how all of this is going to play out. And so to me, like, it's really kind of intriguing to think about, in terms of how this is all going to shake down.
Yeah. I also think that unfortunately in the media environment in which we all exist, the incentive is always to overstate, you know, well, this could turn into, you know, people have been calling for China's imminent invasion of Taiwan, you know, saying that it's about to invade Taiwan for like 20 years now. I mean, and somehow it hasn't happened, right? World War III as a headline gets clicks. Anybody who has, I was actually reading about World War I over the weekend. This is what I do. Anybody with any familiarity about either of those conflicts knows, we want to do everything possible to avoid anything even remotely resembling what the country went through in the first half of the 20th century. So we're a long way away from that right now. I know it's unsettling what's going on in the Middle East, but unfortunately it's the Middle East. This is how it goes.
It's also interesting that there was a great deal of faith in Israel's Iron Dome to be able to protect itself from this direct attack. Now, again, I know the United States, maybe England, also Jordan and Saudi Arabia, I've seen reportedly were involved in this as well. But if Israel couldn't defend itself, then there would have been thousands of deaths based on the sheer volume of missiles and drones that Iran sent into Israel.
Well, this had been true for a long time of Hamas as well. When they would fire these rockets, they get shot out of the sky, and people started to almost accept this as a new status quo. But it can't be the status quo that you have to keep stopping somebody from killing your people, right? That's an unacceptable status quo. And we'll see if Iran tries to, you know, Iranian technology is basically, you know, in terms of its missiles, a lot of it's like Soviet era stuff and North Korean borrowed or bought stuff. So, you know, they're not that sophisticated. Iran as a conventional military power. And look, there's a reason they use these proxies, because ultimately a lot of these proxy forces that are backed by Iran, you know, they're only good at, you know, murdering old ladies with AK-47s who have no ability to defend themselves. I mean, that's really, that's where Iranian, you know, the Iranian mullahs and the evil regime that runs that country, they excel at terrorism. They excel at hitting soft targets. They, against a conventional military force, they would get absolutely annihilated. And, you know, it turns out the Iranian or the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Iranian Revolution, in terms of creating a powerful state, is a massive failure.
Switch your cell phone service right now from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile to Pure Talk and get the single best value there is in cell phone service today. For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. We both rely on Pure Talk for superior service, and that's what we get. Average-sized family can save $1,000 a year, all with no contracts, no activation fees. When you switch to Pure Talk, you keep your phone number and your same cell phone if you would like. Customer service makes it super easy. My 16-year-old has a Pure Talk phone. I use it to stay in touch with him. Soon, when my 13-year-old gets a little bit older, he'll have his own Pure Talk phone. We get him one at 14. That's the age where we want our kids to have access to a phone. Everybody can be different as a parent, but I use Pure Talk to stay in touch with my family and to save a bundle as well. It's 100% customer service team based in the U.S. Dial #250. Say the keywords Clay and Buck to make the switch today. That's #250 and say the keywords Clay and Buck.
Stay on top of election news with 24 from Clay and Buck, a weekly podcast you can find on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are born on America's darkest day of 9/11. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome back in. Buck has got the show for the final hour. I have not been arrested yet for my opinion that any red-blooded American who is a patriot should vote not guilty in the New York City trial that is set to begin soon of Donald Trump. That's why I am going to be drinking as much Crockett coffee now, Buck, as I can, because when I'm behind bars, I don't think I get to choose. Can you get coffee behind bars? I don't even know if you can. So I need to
stock
up now.
Small batch roast to order delicious coffee, that's for sure.
If you're a patriot, if you like America, if you love American history, you should go to CrockettCoffee.com and get signed up today. CrockettCoffee.com, you subscribe, you save a bundle, and it comes right to your house every single day. Again, if you love America, CrockettCoffee.com is the coffee that loves America more than any coffee in the, well, maybe in the world, but certainly in the country.
I think so. Yes, yes. I think that's fair.
CrockettCoffee.com, again, yeah, maybe I'm going to have to use it to help pay my law fees to, I think I would go Andy McCarthy as a lawyer.
I would ask
lawyer.
Andy who he would go with, probably. That would be my move.
Well, you think Dershowitz would take me on?
What sports is he, like the Yankees or something? I mean, you'd probably have the whole sports guy.
We had Dershowitz on. I thought we had a decent rapport. You know, I think, I mean, he got OJ off. I mean, if he got OJ off, you know, I would think he could get me off. You gotta be careful on that phrase. But I would think that he would be maybe have decent appeal in front of a New York City jury. By the way, this could turn.
I don't even know where to go with this right now.
This could turn. I'm just trying to think through who I would want to be my lawyer.
Of the media lawyer folks, Andy would be very high on my list.
I would hope that Julie Kelly would cover the trial too, because I think Julie would do a really good job of accurately covering my trial. If you missed it, the Democrats are demanding that I be arrested for jury tampering, Eric Swalwell chief among them, although I can't even keep up with all the people demanding my arrest right now, for saying that red-blooded American patriots should vote not guilty.
As Clay loves to tell everybody, it should be illegal to be that good looking. So,
I do worry that the lighting might not be great in the courtroom. I don't know how I would look. Remember when Brady had the awful sketch? The sketch artists are doing. Remember the ugly Brady sketch artist? Yeah. I mean, what? I don't want that guy. If he made Tom Brady look ugly in the courtroom sketch, I mean, what would he do to me? I would be. I would look like the scariest human who's ever existed. By the way, this could turn into a story, Buck. Trump has requested a day off to attend Barron Trump's high school graduation, which is set in May. 18 years old, I believe, graduating from high school in May.
Like 6'10", by the way, too. Yeah. Have you seen that kid in photos recently? The kid should be playing for the Lakers.
Yeah, he could play the 4 or the 5 based on his size, certainly in high school. He'd be maybe the greatest WNBA player of all time if he decided to identify as a woman. But the court has not said whether they will allow that. And if he can't go to his son's high school graduation next month, then Merchan has said if Trump didn't show up, that he would arrest him. So Trump might get arrested for going to his son's high school graduation based on the discussions that are taking place in this courtroom right now. He has not said whether he would grant Trump's ability to not be in court that day. And so if Trump decided, hey, you know what, I'm going to go see my son graduate, Merchan is saying he would arrest him at the graduation ceremonies. I mean, what are we doing here? You're going to arrest a guy for going to his 18-year-old senior son's graduation? You're going to arrest a guy on the radio for saying that this is an affront to American justice to be trying to put him in the prison in the first place? This is where absolutism leads. You don't get more rational once you become an absolutist. You like history, Buck. The French Revolution, they end up guillotining themselves before all is done. Robespierre makes everybody march there. And then ends up getting
guillotined
himself.
Committee for Public Safety, man, deciding who gets their head chopped off behind closed doors. All for the revolution, of course. Then Robespierre got it himself. No surprise.
So we'll see. I'm not being arrested yet. I'm going to be in Atlanta tomorrow in case the DA Bragg needs to arrest me there. And then I'm going to be out. I'm speaking at an event in Georgia. And then I'm flying out for our friends at Hillsdale. I'll be in Seattle. So if Alvin Bragg needs to arrest me there, I don't want it to seem like I'm fleeing OJ style all over the country. Going to Atlanta, I'll be on the show from Atlanta tomorrow. And then I'm going to Seattle to speak out there. So if Alvin Bragg needs to arrest me, I will not be at the house. There's no need to kick the door in. There's no need to raid the Travis family home. I will be in Atlanta, and I'll be in Seattle. You got the final hour next. Go subscribe to Crockett Coffee, good Americans. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel the Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.